to women in even more limited, immature, dysfunctional ways than ever before. Don't Text That Man is based on my psychotherapeutic work and communications with thousands of clients and readers of my books from all over the world. I have also attended conferences on love, sexuality, and relationships throughout the US and Europe, where I listened and spoke to the most prolific psychoanalysts and behavior theorists of our time. I have recently started to present my own workshops on my clinical work at these conferences. Don't Text That Man will validate and explain many of your demoralizing, traumatic experiences with men. It will transport you out of the victim position. Don't Text That Man will empower you by offering more insight into men to determine if a man you are interested in or involved with has the emotional capacity to sustain a grown-up, mature, viable relationship. It will help you prevent yourself from getting hurt or, at the very least, minimize the odds. I describe the signs, behavior, and traits of malignant men so you don't take their behaviors so personally and get too deeply wounded. You will be able to separate which is about you and what is it about him and his issues. It will help you determine when you should fight for a relationship with a man and when you should walk away. Don't Text That Man will also help you try to relate in a healthier way to malignant men if you do decide to try to work it out with him. You will also learn how to deal with feelings and thoughts that might be causing you to act self-destructively with men. The second part of Don't Text That Man will help you detach from a man you've determined is emotionally unhealthy, depleting, and destructive. Don't Text That Man will also help you learn to cope with ruminating, obsessive thinking, and feelings of aggression towards a man who may have hurt you. I don't believe in the concept of next as a form of coping. Men are not interchangeable objects. If you love and adore a man, despite his pathology, it can be very hard to quickly find another man to replace him. Maybe some women are lucky enough to detach instantly and find a new love so fast. However, being unable to find a new relationship can bring further frustration, shame, and feelings of inadequacy and deprivation, on top of the loss you are already struggling with. Even with all the social and economical advances women have made, deep down, most women still long for love from a man. It's part of the human condition. However, due to the new technological world we are living in, women truly need to be smarter and more self-protective than ever before. It can be done. Don't Text That Man will teach you how. Malignant men. If you've ever been left feeling broken, hurt, injured, and/or traumatized by a man, then you've had an involvement with a malignant man. If you've ever had a connection with a man who totally confused you with double messages, then you've been with a malignant man. If you've ever known a man who was the sweetest, nicest guy in the whole world but ended up sabotaging or destroying the connection once you tried to bump it up a notch, then you've had an encounter with a malignant man. How do malignant men sabotage relationships? By saying or doing something that ruins your relationship. They can be insulting, rejecting, devaluing, cruel, mean, spiteful, controlling, aggressive, impatient, negligent, emotionally absent, indifferent, rejecting, deceitful, frustrating, sadistic, or hurtful. Sometimes they just disappear. They have the capacity to get you to desire them and then push you to the breaking point. It's an encounter with a malignant man that usually brings women to my office or call me for a phone consultation. Many malignant men have tremendous anxiety about women. A malignant man might be afraid of being invaded, pursued, punished, engulfed, attacked, destroyed, consumed, upset, irritated, and/or intruded upon by a woman. At the very worst, malignant men see women as castrating, sexually ravenous, manipulative, and power-hungry. Sometimes, malignant men are afraid they will be forced to do what they do not want to do, as if they have no boundaries. A telltale sign of a malignant man he is usually unaware of, in denial of, or just won't acknowledge his relationally destructive behavior. No matter how unhappy he is, or his obvious lack of successful relationships, he is usually locked into his own subjective reality, and often finds any feedback on his way of thinking about relationships as a personal attack. He prevents real contact from being made by using various methods of distancing and evasion, which I will explore in more detail later. A woman doesn't have to do anything to trigger his intimacy problems. In fact, the more normal a woman acts in terms of attaching,